I've been doing so much reading this week, which I really, really stan. Again, I'm going to talk quietly because it's no longer Freshers Week, so we actually have work, and we're pretty much getting into the routine of just, like, working during the day and then meeting up in the evening and vibing, so that's cool. I'm still really enjoying uni, the lectures are so, so interesting. I read two really cool articles for my required reading just today. One of them was about the obesity epidemic and kind of the idea that it was a really long article, but it was basically just like that obesity and being overweight has been turned into this epidemic just because of like weight loss companies and doctors and stuff being bored and having no profits anymore because infectious diseases have kind of gone down. So in the 80s they're like, hey, let's invent an epidemic that isn't even really like that bad. Like, let's make a minor issue, a relatively minor issue, a massive thing. And then there's also an article about like why diabetics were never particularly targeted by eugenicists, solely because people with diabetes, although it was a genetic condition which eugenicists were like, ooh, we're fighting against that, most diabetes sufferers were thought to be like white and middle class, so eugenics people were like, we're gonna ignore that one actually. It's so fucking interesting. I love my course. But books, I ventured into my university library, again, to actually get a couple of books out. I got Lolita and Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights is a reread. I have very much been on the defence of Wuthering Heights for the past few days, because probably lots of you saw the book recommendations post I made a few days ago, and a few of the books have come under fire in the comments, but Wuthering Heights, like, the main one, is just people being like, I hated Wuthering Heights, it's awful, fuck you for including it. And I'm like, let me live, just let me live, I like Wuthering Heights. Someone was like, Wuthering Heights has no sense of setting, and I was like, bitch. That's the point. That was actually in a Goodreads review. That was in my comment section. I was reading one star Wuthering Heights Goodreads reviews last night to make myself angry. But I also got Lolita. I'm about a third of the way through, a little bit over. Yeah, it's fucking creepy. What else could I say? And it is, people write, it's beautifully written. Terrifying. It really freaks me out, I think, especially because it was written so wonderfully. And I mean, I know that was the point, it's the whole, ooh, aestheticism versus the actual sort of ugliness of the things Humbert was doing. Nice. Did I mention last week about the books I ordered? I literally can't remember. I think I did, actually. One of them arrived, The Truants. I've yet to begin it because I've been busy with Wuthering Heights and Lolita, since those are on loan from the library. I only have them for 2 weeks, so I want to read those quickly. But yeah, so I have books arriving. I've been reading so often, which I love. Like, I have this app called Forest, and oh my god, it's literally a lifesaver. You make it so that you set lengths of time that you want to focus for, and then you can pick like little subcategories, and a tree grows while you're focusing, and if you go on your phone the tree dies. So I've been doing that with reading loads, and it's so, so helpful. Like, I've read for, God, about like 40 minutes today, and it felt like nothing. Like, just And I have a terrible attention span because I just set it up on my phone. I was like, right, 40 minutes, let's go. And yeah, I just read Wuthering Heights for 40 minutes and was like, wow. Fucking Heathcliff is a character. Like, I mean, in every sense of the word, because he literally is a character in a book. But he's also a character in that he's eccentric. Ha ha ha, wordplay. I think the amount of alcohol I've had over the past couple weeks is maybe getting to me. I think it's maybe taking a toll on the old intellectual capacities. Oh well. What else? Fuck, I was gonna say something else. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, when I was reading Wuthering Heights earlier today, it was so good. I made myself hot chocolate, and I was just, like, vibing. Because Wuthering Heights, it just feels like an autumn book for me, you know? I don't typically read it in winter. I like reading it in autumn, because I feel like when the seasons are changing, you notice the drop in temperature more, so although winter is colder, autumn I notice the cold much more, and I love autumn, and I think Wuthering Heights is the best book to read when the weather's getting colder, because you can imagine yourself on those moors and listen to Kate Bush's song Wuthering Heights and just have a wonderful time. Just be amazed. It's a really, really good book. I love Wuthering Heights so much. I don't actually own a copy of it, though. Because the first time I read it, I borrowed it from my English teacher's classroom. And this time it's just on loan from the library. So, yeah. Don't mention I'm at the University of Warwick. If anyone listening is from Warwick, shoot me a message and say hi. That'd just be fun. I know we can't really do anything. I can't meet up with anyone because of COVID and they're being really, really strict. But, like, it'd be cool just to know if someone else on campus happens to listen to my podcast. The odds of it are so low. But if I had someone from my old school listen to my podcast, I was like, scary. I hate the idea of people from my school knowing me. I keep recently, like, I haven't seen anyone from my school here, thank God, even though I know a couple people are at this uni, but I've not seen any of them, so it's fine. But sometimes I, like, see things that will remind me of my old school, and I'm like, shiver. Like, we saw some, like, we were going on a walk by the lake, me and a friend, and we saw these, like, girls playing netball, and we were like, oh, netball girls. And then some of them, like, a massive group of them passed by us yesterday on Central Campus, and I'm like, you would have fit in at my old girls' school. I thought this episode might be really short, actually, but I can't particularly think of anything else that I needed to say. Okay, actually I have one thing. My reading list that I did, I got this one comment, and it was like, oh, this list is so pretentious, and I hate that contemporary fiction is considered the be-all end-all of classic literature, and I'm like, just let me live, you know? I don't get why someone's automatic reaction to someone publishing recommendations for books is like, boo, this is pretentious and I don't like contemporary fiction. Like, okay, make your own list then, Megan. And, like, the comment got 5 likes as well, and I was like, fuck off. So I replied to it being like, you're right and you should say it. And I'm like, oh, go collaborate on another post then. Just be gone. Go away. Let me live. I mostly just made it to practice, like, designing graphics because of my Redbubble. Check out my Redbubble. Username Henry Defense Squad, or is it Becky 245? I don't know. Check out my Redbubble. It's got some cool stuff in it. But like, I was just practicing graphics for some stuff I could maybe design in the future, and I was like, okay, a good practice is like doing a reading list and then a playlist post as well. I did that before, and yeah, and then suddenly I'm getting people being like, I hate you and your reading taste, and this is a personal attack. Another thing that confuses me is when, like, because I'd understand criticizing a list of book recommendations if there are actually, like, objective things to criticize. Like, say if someone recommended The Help, right? And we're like, oh yeah, it's such a good book, and like, it's so educational, and like, racism. You could say, I completely understand people commenting being like, it was written by a white woman and it completely has the white savior trope, and there are so many better books written about racism by people who aren't white, so maybe you should read that, because it, like, The Help just fucking waters down racism. Like, there's none of the nuance, is there? It's like, oh, Skeeter isn't racist at all, and everyone else is horrifically racist. Well, okay, Skeeter and, oh gosh, that other, Celia? Miss Celia? Skeeter and Celia aren't at all racist. Oh, and neither Celia's husband, and everyone else is massively racist. And it's like, everyone would have been racist. Like, you can't just be like, oh, Skeeter and Celia are, like, good characters, so they're exempt from racism, because they were living in 1960s Mississippi. Like, of course they would have been affected by that, and of course they would be, to an extent, racist, even subconsciously, even if they logically knew that it wasn't morally right, and even if they tried to improve themselves. But because you have the white savior narrative, Skeeter especially has to be completely perfect and devoid of any bigotry, even though she completely would be. I also find, there was one part of it that really bugged me, because it was treated like a joke, and it was like so tiny, but they mentioned at one point Skeeter's mother starts thinking that she might be like a lesbian, and that's why she's not married, and she's trying to give her like sexual correction tea, and it's just completely like a punchline. Like, it's like, haha, her mum thinks she's gay, so she's trying to give her fucking chemicals that'll make her not be gay anymore. And Skeeter's like, haha, my mum's so quirky, trying to give me sexual correction tea. And it's like, kind of just shows that, like, I don't think Catherine Stockett really gave much of a shit about any bigotry or social issues in the 1960s above surface level, and that she kind of just wanted some money. And she got money, didn't she? She got a fucking film out of it as well. Good for Catherine Stockett. And she got on the A-level syllabus. That would give her bank. I hate The Help. Hate The Help. I had to study. I hate The Help. As because I studied it, so I had to read it like 3 times. And each time I hated it more. It's not a good book. Don't read The Help. Read just an actual good book. You know, read something that doesn't have white savior complex written all over it. Please. There are so many more than that. I kind of really went off on a tangent there. Oh yeah, so I'd be happy if, like, someone on a book recommendations post were to like say like, oh, objectively this book is kind of bad, so like maybe keep that in mind, or like don't recommend it, or like I'm not sure why you recommended this when it is problematic. But I got loads of comments just being like, oh, I didn't like Wuthering Heights, I didn't like the girls, I didn't like Things Fall Apart. And it's like, okay, like, cool, I guess. Thanks for telling me that you didn't like a book I recommended. Like, I don't really care. Either way, why are you commenting? It's just stupid. I don't really get why. Like, what do they expect me to do? Be like, oh no, I'm so sorry that you didn't like it. I'll just shoot myself for even deigning to fucking tell people to read it when you, the authority on literature, did not enjoy it. There's something else I was gonna say. Okay, when I mentioned that books are problematic, I mean problematic because I feel like problematic books, the issue's so contested now. Like people call The Secret History problematic, and sure, elements of it problematic, the casualness of like racism in it, and the fact that that's never really even addressed as like a bad thing, that's problematic. But when people are like, oh, The Secret History is problematic because its characters aren't nice, it's like, that's a fucking point. The point of it is that the characters aren't nice. I made a post on Tumblr a while ago being like, some people need to tell the difference between saying a book is problematic and just understanding that its characters aren't nice people. Because that's like, that's, I don't get it. It's like Wuthering Heights. People are like, oh, Wuthering Heights is problematic because it's got like abusive relationships in it. And it's like, yeah, and the relationships aren't portrayed positively. You do know you can write about bad things. What makes it problematic is whether you portray them as good, or if you approach the situation with nuance and a critical eye, as you should. Anyway, I'm getting annoyed. I'm really opinionated today. I should probably do some more reading of my Making of the Modern World module. It's so interesting. I'm loving uni. It really, really suits me, like, studying. Like, I just vibe with it. It's really good. I might also have some brioche to, like, tide me over, because brioche is good. I also have some Pringles. Best thing ever about uni is that I have a snack corner now, and no one can insult me for it. I mean, they can, but my parents can't. My parents don't know about my snack corner, and I'm not going to tell them. And everyone else I've shown the snack corner too has been like, wow, that's really cool, I need to do that. Okay, do you want to know what's in my snack corner right now? It's like a lot. I have a single pack of Rolos. I have like a tiny amount of squashies that my dad got me like several weeks ago. I have melons, I have fizzy fish, I have Pringles, I have like cheese crisps. I think that might be it. Oh, and I have my chocolate chip brioche, but those aren't really snacks. I just have them for breakfast, and I don't keep them in the kitchen because, A, I just eat breakfast in my room because I don't emerge in the kitchen quite often until evening because I can't be bothered to walk anywhere. And also, people would steal them because they're very easy to steal. And if someone was drunk and saw them, I know it wouldn't be malicious, but I really do think they might take one because they're like, oh, fucking chocolate chip brioche, that's the ultimate drunk food. Anyway, yeah, I didn't miss anything. Oh, actually, I have a bag of, not a bag, a tube of, like, chocolate chip cookies, which we love. Anyway, my fucking snack corner, I eat it really slowly, though. I also have raspberries, which are a healthy snack. Maybe I have some of those at some point. I might venture downstairs. I also have yogurts, which are healthy. So it's not all bad. Okay, right. Okay, I seem to have been talking for ages now. I am gonna sign off and remember to put in the cringy M music, because I completely forgot to last time. So yeah, I hope this episode was fun to listen to. I hope you enjoyed me being angry at The Help and Catherine Stockett. Yeah, this episode was a vibe. I feel like, at least for me, for everyone listening, it wasn't. But yeah, I hope it didn't annoy you too much, and I will talk to you, got it right first time, next week.